Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Part of the issue when this was first being reported on and discussed, then President Trump and Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, both suggested they had seen evidence that this was formed in a lab, and they also suggested it was not released on purpose, but they refused to release the evidence showing what it was.
Let's not play the blame game.
The government of Thailand contacted the CDC and Tony Fauci's office to say that its intel service had picked up biological anomalies around the lab in Wuhan. In other words, there had been a leak.
Very interesting, but thoroughly supercilious.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Because it comes down to our behavior. You tell me how you act and what you do, and I'll tell you your likelihood of catching COVID.
Can you stop yelling at me, please?
No, I can't stop yelling, because that's how I talk.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If somebody asks you if you're vaccinated, says 978, you can say yes. You aren't lying if they don't specify which vaccination they're talking about. Well, I mean, you're not under oath anyway, right? I mean, if someone doesn't have the right to ask you that question, number one. Number two, you're not under oath. And number three, what are the chances that you're going to get somebody else sick if you haven't been vaccinated? And, if that woman at market at Walmart who, was complaining about the Karens and then wouldn't get a shot herself, I mean, come on. I mean, again, mind your own damn business. 201 says, I grew up in Hudson County, New Jersey, Jersey City. I learned at an early age, I will mind my own business. You mind yours. I still have all my teeth. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's better all around. There's so many good reasons to mind your own business. Another words to live by, and this is Johnny Torrio, Al Capone's boss in Chicago. He would always say, bring people in, go split up the turf for beer running and prohibition era Chicago or something. His words were, we don't want any trouble. Those are words to live by. We don't want any trouble. Why would you come up to somebody at a supermarket and start screaming at them? Unless you want trouble. I don't get it. 844-500-4242. Time for the chump line.
Rand Paul got an envelope of suspicious white powder at his office at Congress. Doesn't the post office know Hunter's mail goes to 1600 Pennsylvania Ave?
Maybe it came from Hunter, for all we know.
High priest Fauci funneled money to the Wuhan lab. When questioned by Paul, he sidled like a crab. He mustn't be defrocked, or he'll be knocked off all the morning shows where he continues to blab.
I mean, after you've been on a million morning shows with all those Democrat operatives like Steffi Stephanopoulos and F. Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper, why do you want to keep going back there? What's in it for him? I mean, he's maxed out his pension. I mean, he's 80 years old. I mean, how many years has he got left to collect a pension? If he ever starts collecting it, why does he care that much? The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, now that we're back to normal, instead of during these special times, and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
If H.R. 1 passes the Senate, can I get the Constitution in the death pool?
Yeah. Yes, you can, actually. But I don't think it's going to pass. Again, knock on wood. That's the most serious assault on the Republic that the Democrats have mounted. But I don't think it's going to prevail. That's the one that changes all the voting laws. It basically overturns everything in the Constitution for election laws.
At this important one-year anniversary, Nancy Pelosi would like to restate her support for the family of George Kirby and looks forward to musically-themed comedy routines returning to America soon.
Yeah, I have never forgotten that that she called him George Kirby. She called George Floyd George Kirby.
Love it. I can't believe that awful Robert Dylan telethon Genghis Carr had yesterday. Everybody knows his only good song is Mrs. Robinson, and that he was nothing without Garfunkel. The only truly influential singer-songwriter of that generation was James Taylor. Heck, even Genghis Carr's producer Tucker knows this, being that his nom de plume is Taylor, not Dylan.
Yeah, John Kerry. I think, didn't John Kerry play the guitar, or claimed he played the guitar? Of course, he also claimed he ran the Boston Marathon and he tracked the 24-point buck down on Cape Cod. I don't think you see too many 24-point bucks in the Rocky Mountains, let alone on Cape Cod.
You know, Senator Paul, I can actually tell you I was for the man-made virus before I was against it.
And I was against masks before I was for the one mask requirement, and I was against the one mask. I was against the two mask requirement before I was for the two mask requirement. I was for getting the vaccination, and that was the end of it before I said it's not the end of it. And I was for the booster shot before I turned against the booster shot, and then the next day I went back to being for the booster shot.
For the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death, Black Lives Matter is handing out counterfeit $20 bills with Floyd's picture. Get them while they're hot.
Oh, come on. Come on. They did have they were doing live shots today at the George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, and suddenly there was a drive-by shooting. And one of the reporters who was there ran to the scene to try to report on it and was mugged and had his cell phone stolen. Quite a tribute.
Apparently, Dr. Fauci changes faster than the weather here in New England this week.
Yes, he does. And that's why the Karens are hoping for a last-minute intervention from Dr. Fauci to turn it around and make sure that masks are still required.
Jen Psaki said the gunfire that erupted in George Floyd Square this morning was mostly peaceful.
Did you see she also said that the urban crime spree, she called it community violence. Like community organizers, community violence. 413 says, my daughter works at retail, TJ Maxx, a.k.a. TJ Maxx. From my daughter, TJ Maxx is still going to require masks after the 29th until further notice. And if people come in, we have to tell them that our stores require it. And if they say anything more than okay, we can't do anything about it. You know what? I don't go to TJ Maxx very often, but even though they're not going to throw me out, that's enough to keep me out of there until I get word otherwise.
At the end of Biden's term, will there be more states or genders?
That could go either way, I think. That's a good question, though.
Howie, Anthony Fauci calling. Just like with the masking, I've been consistent in my views on the origin of this virus. Like I've said, it is possible that it came from a Wuhan lab. This isn't the first time. In North Carolina during the 1970s, black toe fungus escaped from a lab, infecting a fat kid living at a YMCA. If only he had been wearing a sock, he wouldn't be dremeling his toe for the rest of his life.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. You pint-sized Mussolini.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more chump line messages, we have a special bonus edition every evening that comes out around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called Chop Chumps. It's the excess messages from the day's chump line. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, "Now that we're back to normal," instead of "during these special times," and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
Rand Paul got an envelope of suspicious white powder at his office at Congress. Doesn't the post office know Hunter's mail goes to 1600 Pennsylvania Ave?
Did you see one of those fawning profiles of Dementia Joe? Said that he likes to call Hunter once a day. Once a day. Does Hunter have a special throwdown that he uses for the President of the United States that the FBI doesn't have a roving warrant on so that they can't listen in to who he's calling? I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Supreme Court hear the Asian discrimination lawsuit against Harvard University?
Yes, they should.
90% say yes.
And we'll get to the description of that that appeal. It's there's a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal about it today. I just want to read you a couple of things that are going on. The Wyndham, New Hampshire vote audit on those state representative races continues, and where the four Republican candidates were jobbed out of 300 votes each, almost exactly the same number. And the Democrat candidate, when they did the recount, lost 99 votes. So it's pretty eyebrow-raising, shall we say. And so they're having a hand-count audit, and they're trying to figure out what happened. And President Trump has been following it, and he put out a statement about it Monday. New Hampshire's election audit has revealed that large-scale voting machines appear to count non-existing votes. They're saying something about it. When the ballots are folded over, it takes away Republican votes. I don't understand what they're saying, but that's what they've been talking about so far. State and local communities are seeking confirmation. It's probably true, but we'll soon know. Why aren't Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republicans doing anything about what went on in the 2020 election? How can the Democrats be allowed to get away with this? It will go down as the crime of the century, exclamation point. Other states like Arizona, Georgia, where a judge just granted a motion to unseal and inspect ballots from the 2020 election, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and more to follow. So that's his latest statement. You know, the New York Times sees everything in the prism of how does it affect the Democrat Party. It becomes clearer and clearer that it's not really a newspaper. As Chris Plant says of the Washington Post, it looks like a newspaper, but it's really not a newspaper. Same thing with the New York Times. So here's a story from yesterday. It's in today's paper. It was printed it was put online last night. It's an opinion piece. I guess that means op-ed. Attacks on Jews over Israel are a gift to the right. I mean, Jews are being attacked all over the country, from L.A. to New York, where the New York Times is published. And that's how the New York Times sees it, the problem. Attacks on Jews over Israel are a gift to the right. Okay. 844-500-4242. Here's a sob story about an illegal alien from Honduras who moved to the United States. She says she's a terrible victim. She was a middle-class housewife, and then the gangs came after her. She's got all the stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Her family moved up, her kids moved up before. Keldy Mabel Gonzalez Braby. She came to the U.S. from Honduras. They gave her a plane. She got through. She got across the border, an illegal alien. They gave her a plane ticket to Philadelphia. Now she lives in Philadelphia with her family. She says it was very violent in Honduras, so she moved to Philadelphia. The VIPs are chuckling. I mean, is that an upgrade? Here's what she says. I hear gunshots sometimes. With my sister, when we run a quick errand, I look around to see whether someone was killed. Where I grew up was like that. Why, you could feel free to go back. I mean, no one's stopping you. She wants to get a job, but is caring for her 7-year-old autistic niece and an unsteady 75-year-old mother. So I guess she's not working. I thought they were only coming up here to do the jobs Americans didn't want to do. And this woman who's been selected for a puff piece from the Associated Press is not working. Everything free in America. Since her arrival, the Honduran mother has been inside the home. She doesn't venture out much. Keldy is thinking about finding a job. She's thinking about it. Oh, okay. But she worries about leaving her mother. Oh. Who forgot she was cooking the other day until there was fire in the stove. Keldy burned her hand putting it out, leaving marks on her skin. I don't know what I'm going to do, she said, the illegal alien said. I would like to work. This is the third time she said in the story that she'd like to work. Methinks she doth protest too much. I would like to work, but who is going to take care of my mother and Dana? She said of the niece she adopted as a baby. Well, I would ask the question, who's going to take care of you, Keldy? Oh, I've got a mirror. It's me and all the VIPs and Taylor and Alex and Matt and everybody else. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. So her lawyer, she has a lawyer. Of course she has a lawyer. Guess who's paying for the lawyer? We just don't want the door open for Keldy, the lawyer said. We want her to be successful in the United States. She's not working and she's not missing any meals, I can tell you that. She shouldn't be sleeping on a couch after all the horrible experiences she went through. Well, why don't you take her in, lawyer man? Why do I have to take care of her and her entire extended family? By the way, her sons have been in the United States for several years and they still don't speak English. 844-500-4242. This is in Howie's homework. I put this in there. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Remember, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer got busted on Saturday. She was eating in this bar near the Michigan State campus in East Lansing, the Land Shark. You can get it. You know what kind of place it is just from its name, right? The Land Shark. And she issued an order on May 15th that you couldn't have more than six people at a restaurant table in Michigan, May 15th. So what would the Saturday would have been, 24th, would have been the 22nd, a week later, she and her party pushed two tables together and had 13 people sitting at the table, and none of them were wearing masks either. So she had to apologize for it yesterday when she was busted on breaking the rules yet again after flying down to Florida to visit her father on a private jet, and after her husband put a boat in the Great Lakes after she was telling people not to go north and put their boats in the Great Lakes. So, again, she issued the rule on the six-person table on May 15th. And yesterday, May 24th, guess what happened? They rescinded the six-person table ordinance. What an amazing coincidence that after she gets busted, she makes it go away. The governor told the media yesterday that the determination to eliminate the six-person rule, quote, was made well before the weekend and prior to her Saturday visit to the land shark. Huh. You don't say. This isn't going over well. This is the owner of another bar in Michigan, Marlena's Bistro, Cut 17.
Governor Whitmer is a servant. Her duty is to protect us and protect us unalienable rights. We the people, we can decide what is right. As you know, she broke her own order or her health order, and she asked for forgiveness. Well, I feel like all of us, we should be on the same page. If I have to face all these penalties which I went through, which was coveted search, handcuffs, shackles, fortnights in jail, fine, $15,000, I think she should face the same penalties. Mm. We the people, we all equal. Does not merit because you the government that we have to forgive you.
I agree. Here's Governor Whitmer's response to why she was at the land shark, violating all of her own protocols, yet again, Cut 18.
I don't know that there's a lot more for me to add at this point in time other than those former Spartans, or I guess you're a Spartan for life, who know the establishment should be aware that it's now a restaurant and they have pretty good pizza.
844-500-4242. 619, Governor Half Whitmer was just following the science by rescinding that stupid rule. Yeah. If she hadn't been busted, though, that rule would still be in effect, wouldn't it? 844-500-4242. There's breaking news in Boston today. As you know, the acting mayor, Kim Janey, has been trying to fire the acting police commissioner Dennis White since it's come out that he has a record of allegations of domestic abuse against him, and he's been suing to keep his job. Today the judge ruled in favor of the mayor and the city, and so now they can proceed with terminating him. And this is just obviously step one in a lengthy process. He just wants to be paid millions of dollars to go away. I mean, that's what it boils down to. But he lost his first round. I figured he would, but you know, you never know how these things are going to go. The other thing that happened today is there's a new Speaker of the House, Ron Mariano, and he's the first of the last five speakers who hasn't either been indicted and convicted of a perjury or been listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in a federal indictment. He's 75 years old, and he's from Quincy, and so he's there's a race for mayor this year. That's why Kim Janey's the acting mayor, because Marty Walsh quit to become Secretary of Labor. And so he came into Boston. He lives in Quincy, which is next door, just south. And he came in to endorse the candidate, John Santiago, who's a state rep. He's a physician, and he's the state rep from the South End. And so Ron Mariano, he came in to endorse him, and he quipped. Santiago is from the South End, and he quipped that he was afraid, quote, afraid my car is going to get stolen in the South End, as he endorsed John Santiago.
Everybody knows I botched a joke.
Okay, right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for coming all the way to the South End, Santiago began. Mariano, in response, laughed and murmured just close enough to be picked up by the mic, afraid my car's going to get stolen. Santiago chuckled and moved on, thanking others in attendance. John Barros, Boston's former economic chief and one of Santiago's rivals in the mayoral race, immediately put out a statement blasting the insulting comments and calling on Santiago to reject the endorsement. Representative Santiago said nothing, Barros continued, which speaks volumes to the lack of leadership we could expect from him if he were elected mayor of Boston.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for coming all the way to the South End.
Oh, boy. What a dumbass. The speakers just keep getting dumber and dumber. You know, I remember back in the, I think it was the, probably the late 80s, the early 90s. We used to, the Herald was in the South End, so I was always around the Herald. And our bar was Foley's on Berkeley Street, formerly Dover Street. And it was in kind of a rough and tumble neighborhood. But, I mean, it wasn't bad because there were a million cops in the bar. No one was in any danger. And Charles Lacuadera, remember him? He was the morning guy on WBCN. He used to give me a lot of grief, you know, about being too conservative, me and Jerry Callahan both. And so one day I invited him down. I said, Charles, you know, it was just good natured. I said, Charles, come and meet me at Foley's, and we'll just, you know, we'll hang out at Foley's. It's a cop bar. You got to know how the other half, it's in the South End. You got to know how the other half lives. And Charles is this big, super liberal. And so even though he's lived here like his whole life, he gets lost coming into the South End. And he calls and he asks me directions. And, you know, those days you had payphones. And, you know, he kept calling the payphone. Jerry Foley was getting pissed at me for having this guy keep calling me. I was tying up the phone. And he finally just said, you pick up the phone, Howie. And Charles is going, I'm close by, but I don't like the looks around here. Am I safe? Am I going to be? I said you're going to be right around the corner from Foley's, Charles. It's daylight. You're a liberal, and you have a gun in the car, and there are cops all over the bar. What are you afraid of? But it's still, but it's still kind of goofy that he would say something like that. It's just. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but Lord. So this is what Mariano said afterwards. I'm sorry and I regret my comments. It was a poorly delivered attempt to humor, referencing my personal experience as a college student in the 1960s. He went to Northeastern. When my car was stolen, which I had shared with folks at the event prior to the program. My intention was not to portray the neighborhood or the city in a negative light, but to endorse the candidate I believe should be the next mayor of Boston. So that's the woke violation of the day. And John, John Kerry summed up what Ron Mariano quoted John Kerry in his apology statement.
Everybody knows I botched a joke.
Kelly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi, Howie. I hope you're doing good today.
Thanks.
I am originally from Michigan, and I have a friend who owns a restaurant out there. And a ton of restaurants actually have a law firm on hold, ready to go. And I think Gretchen's just digging herself into a deeper hole by doing this stuff because, and she's not going to get reelected, according to my friends. But they stayed open. You know, they let people come in and meet, and they didn't count the heads or nothing. And my friend actually, I think their restaurant license was pulled, and I got fined, and they got the lawyers saying, nope, we're not paying that.
Yeah, I mean, the rules don't apply to these big Democrats, whether it's Newsom, eating out at that fancy French restaurant And the next night, the mayor of San Francisco is dining out. And, you know, you remember Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, you know, the one who went now won't speak to white reporters one-on-one in Chicago. She's got a somebody on the city council. He's an alderman. He's a gay guy. And he has a restaurant downtown, and all the other restaurants in the loop, Kelly, I guess, were closed for months, except for his restaurant. And they got somebody went in there and got the surreptitious shots of this guy, the alderman. His restaurant was wide open. No one's wearing a mask, and he's not separating the tables. All this stuff. This is going on everywhere, Kelly, across the country. Everybody, you know, if you're connected, you can get away with something. That's why this thing is like prohibition. You know, it's not just people are going in like the back door of barbershops or were a year ago to get a haircut or to go in the back door of a gym. But it's like, you know, these places that aren't supposed to be serving anybody are only supposed to be serving at 50 or 25% capacity. If you know people, you can get away with it. It's ridiculous. And, you know, she is just so out of control. And I mentioned this yesterday, I think. She had her COO, they call it, you know, I guess it's like her chief of staff or whatever they call it, the secretary. Or anyway, her number one aide was there with her in the bar. And this woman, like Whitmer, had just decided to go on a spring break vacation to Florida, not with Whitmer, but just on her own. And then a third aide, she was there at the Land Shark. And then there was a third aide that went on a spring break vacation to Alabama. I don't think she was there. But, I mean, these people don't care. You know, they it's rules for thee, but not for me. I still think of the guy we had on last year, the guy who, he was about 80 years old. He was a barber and he had one chair and she was trying to shut him down and he had to keep going to court and she kept losing at every level, you know, district court, appeals court, Supreme Court. And she was just trying to shut this guy down for no reason. It was just totally vindictive. 844-500-4242. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5+ years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions your hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or lose feelings in your legs because you're sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need the Backstrong chair from All 33. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews. 60-day money-back guarantee. I have one in my office in Florida, and it was so good that when I was gone for a while from the studio, one of the anchors stole my chair and put it in his office. That's how good the Backstrong chair was. I had to run it down when I got back to the office. The Backstrong chair. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please, for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Supreme Court hear the Asian discrimination lawsuit against Harvard University?
Yes.
90% say yes.
All right. 919. You forgot to mention that Mayor Flynn's brother was a fixture at JJ's. Albie? He was less of a fixture at JJ's than Mayor Flynn. Mayor Flynn was the real fixture at JJ's. He hung out there all the time. He started hanging out there in the 70s during the busing in South Boston. The South End was kind of a no man's land. It was, you know, anybody could go in there. It wasn't really a neighborhood place because there were cops, reporters, all kinds of people there. So he was, Ray Flynn was always there. 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking the call. You know, this Whitmer is a singularly despicable individual. She, last year at this time when everything was shutting down, she came out with the statement, you know, quote-unquote, following the science, that the virus lived on surfaces, gas pumps, stainless steel, for 3 days. And that's why she couldn't allow travel in her state. That was just before her husband got busted with the Pope, you know?
Right.
And now we know the science says that this is airborne transmissible. It doesn't live on surfaces. What science are they following? I hear 9 million different sciences out here.
What
I just
about
want to know
James?
What science I should adhere to.
James, what? I think she also banned the sale of seeds, didn't she? Like these are seeds that you know that you go to you know Home Depot or Walmart in the garden section and you just buy them and they were packaged God only knows how long ago, probably before they even had any COVID-19, and she was saying you couldn't buy seeds. I mean, you're right; it was totally insane.
Ugh. Well, it's like we live that every day right here in our state, Howie, with Charlie Bacon. It's show me the door, baby.
I know, exactly. Again, I'm reading this thing from his thing today. Governor Baker is filing legislation. Well, at least he's filing legislation. That's a new step up. Usually he just issues these imperial dictates. He's filing legislation to extend several pandemic-related emergency measures put in place via executive order. This is the one I love. The legislation proposed would extend measures providing a temporary suspension of certain open meeting law requirements. So in other words, they can keep everything closed. So I guess Ron Mariano doesn't have to worry about driving his car into Boston and worried about getting it stolen. He can just do the Zoom. He can keep doing the Zoom meetings from his house in Quincy. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Masks are still required for service in UPS stores, even if you're fully vaccinated. Just left the UPS store in Narragansett, Rhode Island. Maskism in full effect. I thought they'd pulled the orders in Rhode Island. So UPS is still going with the masks, huh? It's not a good move. 844-500-4242. By the way, we still have some tickets left. There are some gift certificates to Fun Spot. It's in Laconia, New Hampshire, in the Lakes region. It's the largest arcade in the world, founded in 1952. He still works there every day, Bob Lawton. Over 600 games, including 300 classic arcade games, 20-lane, 10-pin, and candlepin bowling center, cash bingo, indoor mini golf, a restaurant, a tavern, and more. It's a great place to go. You're going to love it if you're up in New Hampshire for your vacation in the Lakes region or anywhere in New Hampshire or Maine or Massachusetts. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot for just $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and buy your $25 for a $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot. I'm Howie Carr.